This is the Monday, April 4th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. It is the day of the national championship game in college hoops. Not much going on elsewhere, so we will focus on that over the next 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined by Joe Fortenbaugh. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm good, buddy. I'm real good. Today might just be the one event, but think about what we've got this week. Tiger returning at the Masters. It looks like it's going to happen. We got a big UFC card on Saturday. We have multiple fights over the weekend in the boxing world as well. This is going to be a big week. Buckle up.
Yeah, so tonight we're obviously going to have the podcast all week, the show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but let's focus on the national championship game tonight. So Duke and Carolina goes to the Tar Heels again, and so now UNC's got to play for what's like the miracle on ice, right? It was in the semifinal. You got to finish it off, right, for Carolina to be truly historic. But Kansas is your favorite, minus four. I lean to the Jayhawks. Obviously, you know, it's hard to, you know, scrutinize Carolina. They've won three games outright as an underdog. This entire tournament, they were excellent down the stretch, made the big shots. I just think Baycott's injury and McCormack is going to be able to handle him a little bit. I also think KU just has a kind of a nice, easier flow on offense. And these Tar Heel step-back jumpers with a contested have just been amazing. I trust the open shots more.
Yeah, to your point, it's not my favorite bet that we'll go through today, but if I'm playing the side, it's a half-unit wager on Kansas minus four. Two key reasons. Number one, like you mentioned, the Armando Baycott injury. Look, he got hurt, he came back in, he hobbled around, and then he fouled out. Don't worry about the fouling out. But afterwards, when he was trying to get on and off the dais for the interviews, he looked terrible. He looked really bad. And that's afterwards. He's going to go to bed and wake up with a ton of swelling on Sunday. He's barely going to be able to move. Then he's got to turn around on Monday and be ready to play. I think Kansas attacks him early and tries to put him in foul trouble, but I think they also try to test where he's at. And I don't think he's going to be anywhere close to 100%. And Kansas is going to need to adjust, or excuse me, UNC is going to need to adjust as a result. That's number one. Number two, how much is left in the tank for North Carolina? I know they're kids, but they put it all out there in that win over Duke that went to the buzzer. Kansas has cruised through everybody. They won the earlier game. They sat their starters late. They got to come in with a rest advantage here based on how their tournament's gone versus UNC. So I'll lay the four with the Jayhawks.
Okay, let's go to the total. I'm on the first half over. Both teams already adjusted to the arena. And also when Bill Self talked about the rims, he said these are very soft rims, and you saw a lot of bounces go to anyone shooting. So I wonder if there's something to that. I just think both teams want to kind of up and down flow, offensive flow, like I mentioned. I'll take the first half over 71 here.
Okay, I see where you're at. We can thread the needle here. I'm going to play the game under, which has been dropping. You can still find 152 out there. That's what I'm going to play. Number one, it goes back to the Baycott injury. You don't need me to spend a ton of time on that. I think that's going to hinder the UNC offense as they try to figure out how they want to play. Number two, this is a knock against Kansas, okay? Shooting regression. Look at that game against Villanova. They couldn't miss. They were 54% from deep. That was their second best shooting performance in 39 games this season. They were 53% from the floor overall. That was their eighth best shooting performance in 39 games this season. The translation here is that there's going to be a little regression. And if there's regression, they won't be scoring as much. I am going to play under for the game 152. I like it more than the side.
Okay. Yeah. I like mine as well, more than the side, but props are always fun. You know, look, anything can happen in these national championship games. We're going to probably have an unlikely star. That's just my gut. I do like a couple props. I think Manek over 2.5 made threes. It's been something that a lot of people have been on this tournament. He's gone over 2.5 in every single tournament game. Did it with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go in the Duke game. I guess I'm going to ride that train a little bit, but I don't love it. I just at some point you got to walk away from the table, and I think you know Manek over 2.5 threes is probably I'm going to just be patient. But if you're looking for one, that has hit every game this tournament so far for him.
I saw you had it in the document, and I agreed with it. I think that's a pretty strong play. My favorite prop bet is Kansas first to 20 points minus 140. A little bit of juice here, but let's go through just recent history. Kansas was the first to 20 in all five tournament games. Kansas has been the first to 20 in 13 of their last 15 games overall. That's not how the Tar Heels play. Tar Heels were first to 20 in just three of their five tournament games. They're first to 20 in just seven of their last 16 games overall. And again, I think they're going to be feeling it out early with Baycott, which is going to be an issue for them and an advantage for Kansas. So I have the Jayhawks first to 20 points, minus 140. I'll also play Kansas big man David McCormick over 10.5 points and over 7.5 rebounds. Nothing sharp about this, because after what he did to Villanova, which I believe he went like 25-9, he had a huge game, these numbers are going to be a little bit inflated. But again, it comes down to the Baycott injury, and I think he's going to have his way down low. I think they're going to want to test Baycott early, and he's either going to get himself to the stripe, where he's somewhere around, I believe, a 78% shooter this year on the line, over 80% last season, or he's going to be able to put some buckets up. And what happens is, if Baycott has to leave the game, that's huge for McCormick, because UNC doesn't have a whole lot of depth at the big man position. So overall, I think David McCormick has a big game, over 10.5 points, over 7.5 boards.
All right. I think we gave the people plenty of options there. Should be a great game. Let's finish strong, so to speak, in this national championship game. Joe, I will see you later in the studio. So again, 6 Eastern for everyone listening on ESPN2. We're going to have a big, lot of talk of the national championship game. We'll also touch on the Masters and a few other sporting events this week.